Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The first time Sarah said the closet was talking to her, her parents assumed it was the kind of thing young children say when they are still half living in imagination. She was 5 years old then, old enough to describe what she meant, but still young enough that most nighttime fears could be explained away by shadows, unfamiliar sounds, or a mind that had not quite learned the difference between what was real and what was simply possible. The house itself did little to help with that distinction. It was older than most of the homes on the street, built before the neighborhood had filled in around it. The floors shifted slightly when the weather changed, and certain doors needed to be pulled firmly to latch. At night, the house made quiet sounds that were easy to ignore during the day, but seemed louder after everyone had gone to bed. Sarah's room sat at the end of the hallway. It wasn't large, but it had a tall window and a narrow closet built into one wall with a sliding door that rattled softly when it moved along its track. During the day, it was an ordinary space where her dresses hung beside a row of small shoes she had already outgrown. At night, it was darker than the rest of the room. Her mother first heard about the closet while brushing Sarah's hair one evening before bed. Sarah was sitting cross-legged on the edge of the mattress, still warm from a bath, when she said it in a quiet, matter-of-fact voice, and she said the closet talked when it thought she was asleep. At first, her mother smiled, expecting a story about creaking wood or tree branches against the side of the house. She asked Sarah what she meant. Sarah pointed to the closet door. She said it said things. When asked what kind of things, Sarah shrugged slightly. She said it sounded like someone talking quietly, like a person who didn't realize she could hear. Her mother explained that older houses made noises. It was probably hangers shifting or air moving through the vent near the ceiling. She slid the closet door open and showed Sarah there was nothing unusual inside. There were a few dresses, a bin of old shoes, and a doll Sarah had stopped playing with months earlier. The doll had once been one of her favorites. It was a soft-bodied talking doll with a porcelain-like face and a small speaker hidden somewhere inside its chest. If you pressed its hand, it would say one of several phrases in a cheerful voice meant to sound comforting. Sarah had lost interest in it over time, and eventually it had been placed in the closet with the idea that it might be saved for a younger cousin someday. Her father squeezed the doll's hand during that quick inspection. Nothing happened. He shook it once and said the batteries were probably dead anyway. That seemed like an easy enough explanation. If Sarah occasionally heard a voice from the closet, it wasn't difficult to assume the toy had somehow shifted under a pile of clothes or old blankets. For a while, the subject faded. But after a few weeks, Sarah began mentioning it again. This time, she added something new. She said the closet didn't just talk, she said it waited. Her parents felt a faint flicker of unease when she said that, though neither of them could have explained why. Children often describe ordinary things in strange ways, and Sarah had always been imaginative, Her father told her it was probably the doll and that she shouldn't worry about it. Her mother reminded her that toys sometimes made noise if old batteries moved around inside. Sarah didn't argue with them. Later that night, however, she carried her blanket into the hallway and fell asleep there with her bedroom door open behind her. After that, her parents began lingering in her room a little longer at bedtime. Sometimes they read stories until she drifted off. Other nights, they folded laundry on the bed while she settled under the covers. On those evenings, nothing unusual happened. The closet stayed quiet. The house made its slow, familiar nighttime sounds, and eventually everyone stopped thinking about the closet quite so much. Months passed that way. The strange moments seemed to shrink as daily routines filled the house again. That was what made the night in October so unsettling later on. Nothing dramatic led up to it. It happened during an ordinary evening. Sarah sat on the floor of her bedroom putting crayons back into a metal tin while her mother folded laundry on the bed. Her father stood in the doorway listening to the television down the hall. The room smelled faintly of detergent and markers. Outside, the evening light had started to fade. Sarah glanced toward the closet, and it wasn't a frightened look. It was simply the reflex of someone checking something she had never completely stopped thinking about. Then she said quietly that it was going to do it again. Her mother looked up and asked what she meant. Before Sarah could answer, a small voice came from behind the closet door. It said, "I love you." All three of them froze. The voice was unmistakable. It was the doll, high, cheerful, and thin with age. For a moment, no one moved. Then the voice spoke again. "Will you play with me?" Her father crossed the room quickly and pulled the sliding door open. Clothes shifted. A few empty hangers knocked together. The doll was sitting exactly where it had been left months earlier, propped against the wall behind a bin of shoes and half covered by a folded blanket. It looked untouched. Her father picked it up and squeezed its hand. Nothing happened. He turned it over in his hands, checking the seams and the small plastic battery compartment on its back. It felt strangely light. When he opened the compartment, there were no batteries inside. For a few seconds after he opened the battery compartment, no one in the room said anything. Her father simply stared down at the empty space inside the doll as though he expected something might appear there if he looked long enough. The small plastic door hung loosely against his fingers while the three of them stood in the quiet room, each trying to make sense of what they had just heard. Her mother leaned forward from the bed and asked what he meant. When he turned the doll so she could see the compartment for herself, the absence of anything inside it was obvious even from across the room. The metal contacts were dull with age, but there was no battery, no corrosion, nothing that suggested the toy had been capable of producing sound at all. For a moment, the explanation everyone had assumed suddenly disappeared. The doll had spoken twice, they had all heard it clearly, and no one had been standing close enough to touch it. Her mother took the toy from his hands and turned it over carefully, pressing lightly against the fabric chest as if she might feel something hidden inside the stuffing. She squeezed the doll's hand once, then again, listening for the cheerful voice Sarah remembered from when she used to play with it. Nothing happened. Across the room, Sarah watched them quietly. She didn't look frightened now that her parents had finally heard the sound themselves. If anything, the tension that had been sitting in her shoulders for months seemed to ease slightly, as though the moment had confirmed something she had been trying to explain for a long time. She told them softly that the closet had been doing that for a while. Her father closed the battery compartment and gave the doll a gentle shake, listening for any sign that something inside it might still be loose or partially connected. The toy made no sound except the faint shift of its stuffing. Eventually, he placed it on the dresser. It was the kind of decision that seemed small in the moment, but revealed something unspoken about what all of them were thinking. Leaving it on the dresser meant it would stay in plain sight, where no one would have to wonder what it might be doing inside the closet. That night, Sarah fell asleep quickly, but her parents lingered in the hallway longer than usual after turning out the light. The doll sat on the dresser facing the bed, its painted smile fixed in the dim glow of the hallway light spilling through the doorway. It said nothing for the rest of the evening. The next morning, the house returned to its normal routine. Breakfast happened at the kitchen table. Sarah talked about school, and her father left for work while the early sunlight filtered through the living room windows. The strange moment from the night before already felt distant, the way unusual things sometimes do once daylight has returned. Still, neither of her parents completely forgot about the doll. That evening after Sarah had gone to bed, they talked about it quietly in the living room. They went over the details again and again, each trying to fill in the gaps that the other might have missed. The doll had spoken. There had been no batteries. Neither of them had touched it. Her father eventually suggested that some toys had small internal batteries separate from the main compartment. Perhaps the manufacturer had hidden one somewhere inside the body of the doll, or perhaps the toy had been designed in a way they didn't understand. It wasn't a perfect explanation, but it was close enough that they both found themselves nodding along with it. By the end of the conversation, they agreed the simplest solution was to throw it away. The following morning, her father carried the doll into the garage and placed it in a large trash bag beside a stack of old newspapers and broken toys that were waiting to be taken to the curb later in the week. He tied the bag loosely at the top and left it near the door, already moving on to other chores around the house. For the next few days, nothing unusual happened. Sarah stopped mentioning the closet again, and the room returned to being an ordinary place filled with crayons, books, and scattered toys. The quiet of the house at night felt normal again, the way it had before the doll spoke. By the end of the week, the entire incident had begun to feel like something that might eventually become a strange family story rather than an ongoing concern. That changed the following Saturday evening. It was one of those slow nights when no one had made any plans. Her father was outside trimming a low branch that had been brushing against the house during windy weather. Her mother stood at the kitchen sink washing dishes while Sarah sat on the living room floor coloring pictures. The television played quietly in the background, filling the house with a soft murmur of voices no one was really listening to. At first, the sound was so faint that Sarah's mother barely noticed it over the running water. Then it came again. A small voice somewhere down the hallway, as it said, "I love you." She turned off the faucet slowly, standing still while she listened. The house felt suddenly quiet. Sarah was still sitting in the living room beside her. No one had gone near the bedroom. A moment later, the voice spoke again, cheerful and thin with age. "Will you play with me?" Her mother walked down the hallway with careful steps, Sarah following close behind her. As they reached the doorway, the bedroom looked exactly the way it had earlier that afternoon. The bed was neatly made, the crayons were still scattered across the desk, and nothing in the room appeared disturbed. The dresser, however, was empty. The place where the doll had been sitting for days was now bare. For several seconds, neither of them moved. Then Sarah pointed toward the closet. The sliding door was closed. Her mother stepped forward and pulled it open. Inside, the dresses swayed gently as if something had shifted among them moments earlier. At the back of the closet, partially hidden behind the bin of shoes and a folded blanket, the doll sat propped against the wall exactly where it had been before. Her mother felt a chill move slowly up her arms. The toy should have been in the trash bag in the garage. Instead, it was sitting in the same place Sarah had always said the voice came from. Carefully, she reached inside the closet and picked it up again. The doll felt just as light as it had before, the fabric body soft and weightless in her hands. She turned it over and opened the battery compartment. It was still empty. Behind her, Sarah spoke quietly. She said the closet didn't like it when the doll wasn't inside anymore. For a long moment, her mother stood there holding the toy, staring down at the empty compartment while the closet hung open in front of her. She wasn't sure which part of the situation unsettled her more, the fact that the doll had spoken without power, or the possibility that something inside the closet might have wanted it there in the first place. After that evening, the doll stayed in the house. No one said it directly, but the decision settled quietly between Sarah's parents. Throwing the toy away had clearly not solved anything, and neither of them seemed eager to repeat the experiment. Instead, the doll was placed back in Sarah's room and set on the dresser, where it could easily be seen from the doorway. At first, they told themselves it was simply practical. If the toy ever made another sound, they would know exactly where it had come from. For several days, nothing unusual happened. Sarah slept normally again, and the house returned to its familiar rhythm. Evenings followed their usual routine of dinner, homework, and television in the living room. Before the slow quiet of bedtime settled over the hallway, the doll remained on the dresser, its painted smile unchanged, and gradually the strange moment in October began to feel like something that had already passed. Even so, both of Sarah's parents developed the same small habits without realizing it. Whenever they stepped into her room, their eyes would drift briefly toward the dresser. It wasn't fear, exactly. It was more like checking on something that had once behaved strangely and might do so again. The doll never moved. It never spoke. A few weeks later, Sarah mentioned the closet again while her mother was helping her put away clean laundry. As they folded shirts and stacked them neatly in the dresser drawers, Sarah glanced toward the closet and said quietly that it wasn't talking anymore. Her mother paused and asked what she meant. Sarah explained it calmly, the same way she had months earlier. She said the closet used to talk at night when everyone else was asleep, but now it didn't do that anymore. When her mother asked why she thought that had changed, Sarah pointed toward the dresser. She said it was because the doll stayed out where the closet could see it. The explanation didn't make much sense, but something in Sarah's tone kept her mother from arguing. Instead, she nodded and finished putting the clothes away. That night, both parents stood quietly in the hallway for a moment before turning off the light in Sarah's room. The doll sat on the dresser, the closet door remained closed, and the room looked exactly the way it always had. Neither of them suggested moving the doll again. Winter arrived and the house settled into the colder months with the quiet ticking of the heating system moving through the walls. Sarah stopped mentioning the closet entirely, and slowly the strange weeks in October faded into the background of everyday life. The quiet lasted nearly 6 months. Then one night in early spring, Sarah's father woke to a sound coming from the hallway. At first, he assumed it was the house settling, the kind of noise older homes made after midnight. Normally, he would have ignored it and gone back to sleep, but something about the sound felt familiar enough that he stayed awake for a moment longer. Then he heard it again, a small voice. The words were faint but unmistakable. It said it loved someone. The sound had come from Sarah's room. He stepped into the hallway and moved slowly toward her door. A thin strip of light from the street lamp outside fell across the floor as he pushed the door open slightly and looked inside. Sarah was asleep beneath the blankets, breathing steadily. Across the room, the doll sat on the dresser exactly where it had been left. For a moment, he wondered if he had imagined the voice. Then he heard it again. The sound was clearer this time, and it came from somewhere deeper inside the room. From the closet. He stepped inside and switched on the lamp beside Sarah's bed. The sudden light filled the room and pushed the shadows back into the corners. The doll remained silent on the dresser. Slowly he crossed the room and slid the closet door open. The dresses shifted slightly on their hangers, and the bin of shoes sat exactly where it always had. At the back of the closet, partially hidden behind the folded blanket, something rested against the wall. The doll. For a moment he simply stared at it, then turned slowly toward the dresser. The spot where the toy had been sitting for months was empty. Behind him, the voice spoke again from inside the closet. It repeated the same cheerful phrase Sarah remembered from when she used to play with the doll. Carefully, he reached into the closet and lifted the toy. It felt as light as it had the night they first discovered the empty compartment. He turned it over and opened the battery door. There was still nothing inside. For several seconds, he stood there holding the doll while the room remained quiet except for the steady breathing of his sleeping daughter. Eventually, he placed the toy back on the dresser and closed the closet door. The next morning, he didn't mention what had happened, not to Sarah, not even to his wife. The house returned to its usual routine, and nothing about the room appeared any different than it had before. But from that night on, he began noticing something he had never thought about before. The doll never spoke while it sat on the dresser. If the voice ever came again, it always came from the closet. And over time, he realized something else about the way Sarah had described it months earlier. She had always said the closet talked. She had never said the doll was the one doing it.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spin on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.